Throughout history, there have been countless examples of the foolish pride of men who thought that they were strong. Back in Genesis, you had the men of Babel who thought themselves to be mighty, and they desired to build a name for themselves when they built the tower. The pharaohs of Egypt, they thought themselves to be gods, and one of them even defied the true God, Jehovah, while his land fell apart around him at the time of the Exodus. Goliath, he stood and he mocked the armies of God, and he mocked their Lord, the true God, when he stood on the battlefield and defied them. Man is a proud creature. So often we see examples of it, and you don't have to look too far, and you see examples of it in the world round about us today. Man is proud. But when we come to Scripture, we see the reality of our condition. We're a frail people. The Bible describes us as being made from the dust that would trickle through your fingers. Frail people. It describes our days as a shadow passing by, such as the brevity of our lives in Psalm 144, or as a vapor that appeareth for a moment but is gone. Even during the brief extent of our lives on this earth, Scripture emphasizes our weakness in that you and I are powerless to deal with our own sin. We're in bondage to it. We're taken captive by Satan at his will, the Scripture tells us. You think about kings who may be able to boast at times throughout history that they have conquered other nations and built empires. But let's face it, no man, no woman has ever conquered themselves. No one has ever rid themselves of their sin. No one has ever been able to deal with it. No one has ever had might or power to do this. Man is weak. Man is weak. And yet at the same time, man has great responsibilities placed upon him. Think about those of us who are saved. The Lord makes demands upon us. We who are his are called to go into his harvest fields. That's going to involve hard work. We're called to put our hands to the plough and not to look back, and therefore we're going to need strength to manage that plough. We're called to take up our crosses and follow after Christ daily. And if that's to be done, then you and I need strength to carry it. So we are a weak people, but we need to be strong. The obvious question then is, how can you find strength? How can you be made strong? And today I want to answer that as we look at this verse before us and consider the strengthening of a weak man. The strengthening of a weak man. And first of all here, I want you to notice the source of his strengthening. The source of his strengthening. That's the first issue which you have to deal with if you want to find this strength and possess this strength which we need. If you need coal, it's well and good going through in your mind all the techniques and learning how to get coal out of the ground. But unless you know where the coal is found in the ground, all the techniques and all of that is useless. You need to know the source of the coal. And so it is with strength. We need strength. We need to know the source. Where is strength found? Some say that strength is found within yourself, that really you just need to, I don't know, put more effort in, think positively about yourself, and things will be better. You'll find strength. Others say strength is found in preparation. You prepare well and you will be strong. Others, they look to possessions. You say, gather as much as you can, build yourself a good solid base of possessions and substance in the world, and I will be strong. Others look for human company, and the idea is band ourselves together, and together we will be strong and mighty. Paul's answer is different. He says, I can do all things through Christ. Not myself, not preparation, not possessions, not human company, not any other thing. Christ. Christ is the source of strength. Can I suggest to you that Christ is the source of a weak man's strength? and because he possesses strength. Jesus Christ is God, and he possesses strength within himself. 1 Timothy 3:16 speaks of him as God manifest in the flesh. John 1 verse 3 tells us that all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Colossians 1:17 adds that by him, that is by Jesus Christ, all things consist, all things hold together. Christ is God. He is the one with might and strength. He is the one who had strength to speak and bring the waves to a calm. He is the one who had strength to speak life into dead Lazarus. He had strength to take the lame man and to make him walk. He had strength to lay down his life and to take it up again. Jesus Christ is God, and therefore he is the one who is stronger than Satan. He is the one more powerful than any prince. He is the one with more might than any man. Jesus Christ, as God, possesses strength, and therefore he is the source of a weak man's strength. But not only does Christ possess strength, but Christ is also the source of strength for weak men and women because he purchased strength for them. It's well and good Christ having strength. But let's face it, you and I, we have no right to be strengthened. What right have we got to come before the holy God, the one who is pure and perfect? What right have we to come into his presence and to receive any blessing from him? What right have we to come and to be strengthened by him? We have no right. We're sinners. We have fallen in our sin. We have come far short of the standard expected. We have defied the Lord's law time and time again. Come into the Lord's presence in your own merits, and you do not deserve to be strengthened. And yet, the Lord Jesus Christ, not only is he the one who possesses strength, he is the one who purchased strength for weak men and women, boys and girls. He is the one who lived and who died for sinners, so that sinners might be strong in him. He is the one who came into this world for weak sinners. He is the one who lived perfectly on behalf of weak sinners. He offered himself unto God on the middle tree of Mount Calvary in the place of weak sinners. There upon the cross, Jesus Christ shed his blood with the purpose that sin might be put away. And with sin put away, it means that you and I, who are undeserving in ourselves, we can come into the presence of Christ, looking to him by faith. And through him, the one who purchased it for us, we have a right to be strengthened. In ourselves, we have no right. In yourself, you deserve nothing from God, nothing of good. But Christ, with him as your Savior, you have a right to his blessing. You have a right to the strength which he promises. The source of a weak man's strength is the Savior of weak men. Friends, we are a weak people. We are a dying people. And here we have the one source of true strength given to man, the Lord Jesus Christ. And with that in mind, can I say that you would do well to seek him? You would do well to find strength in him. If you and I are weak, and we are, and if Jesus Christ is the only source of strength for weak individuals, then you and I may take heed to seek strength from him. You who are saved, struggling on in the work of the Lord, do not allow yourself to be distracted. Do not remove your gaze to the right hand or the left. Keep your sight fixed upon Christ. In seeking strength, seek Christ. And perhaps you're here and you are without the Savior. You're still in your sin. Well, you are weak. You are dying and you need strength, strength to overcome sin. In seeking strength, you too must seek Christ. There is no other source of strength. Christ alone. And so we reach the conclusion that the source of a weak man's strength is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. But that leads on to the next question. And that is, in what manner is this strength drawn from Christ? And so we're considering the means of this strengthening. The means of this strengthening. The apostle writes here, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And the key word that I want you to notice there is the word through. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. In the Greek, that is the little word en, which is often translated in. Therefore, you could read this verse, I can do all things in Christ, which strengtheneth me. The idea is that the means of this strengthening is to be in Christ. He can do all things through Christ in the sense that he is in Christ. He is in union with Christ. The sense is that being in union with Christ, being united to Christ, we are made strong. You know, that thought takes you to John chapter 15. And in John chapter 15, you really do have a parallel verse given to us. In verse 5, Christ himself is speaking and he describes himself as the vine. He says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Here's two verses that sit side by side, if you like. You can put them side by side. One of them reminds that without Christ, we can do absolutely nothing. And the other sets forth this truth that with Christ, I can do all things. Both of them are based in the idea of being united to Jesus Christ. In John chapter 15, the picture given is of Christ as the vine and his people, the branches. Or to put it in terms that are more familiar to you and to me in this part of the world, well, take Christ portrayed by the trunk of the tree and his people as the branches coming from that trunk. The life-giving sap of the trunk flows from the trunk to the branches, and it provides the needed nutrients. The branches are made strong because they draw strength from the trunk, and they draw strength from the trunk of the tree because they are united to the trunk of the tree. And so it is with weak individuals like you and like me. If you are in union with Jesus Christ by faith, if you are united to him, if you are abiding in Christ, then life-giving strength flows from Christ to you who are his. Now that means first and foremost that you must be saved. You must be saved. If you are to have strength, you must be united to Christ. There must be this union, just as there is the union between the branch and the trunk of the tree. There must be that union. It's not enough to be outwardly connected. Think of ivy. Ivy grows upon the trunk of a tree, but it does not draw strength from the trunk. It does not draw strength from that tree in that the sap from the trunk does not go into the ivy. It goes into the branches, but not into the ivy. And I wonder, is it the case with you that you're connected with the Church of Christ in that you attend this place? You look the part. You've fastened yourself in that sense to the things of Christ, like the ivy clinging to the tree. But without salvation, there is no union. You're not in union with Christ. You're not one with him. You're not his by faith. Well, therefore, you cannot draw strength from him. You're still in your weakness. You're in the weakness of sin. And follow that path, you'll be brought to death and to hell. If you are to be strong, strong so that you are able to serve the Lord, you need to be united to Christ, united by faith. You need to be in Christ. What about you who are saved? What a blessing you have. What a blessing you have been joined to Christ as a true branch. His life-giving power is promised to you. Abiding in Christ, you can be made strong to do all things through him that strengtheneth you. But at the same time, there are not grounds here for growing slack in our walk with the Lord. We can't just grow slack and just presume upon his blessing and presume upon strength, because I want you in the third place to consider the continuance of this strengthening. The continuance of this strengthening. Back in Philippians 4, verse 13, the apostle writes, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now notice that word strengtheneth. Paul does not say Christ which strengthened me, as if Christ had done it sometime in the past, and that was a one time, once for all, and that was it. He says, Christ which strengtheneth me. And it's in the present tense. He is saying, I can do all things through Christ who is presently strengthening me, who is continuing to strengthen me day by day. You think of Paul's life. If you know anything about the Scriptures and the book of Acts particularly, you'll know that Paul faced struggle after struggle throughout his Christian experience. One day he would be driven out of town by the angry mob. Another, he would be beaten and imprisoned on the basis of false accusations. Another day he would be involved in the carnage of a shipwreck in dangerous waters. And even now, as he writes this letter to the church at Philippi, he's under house arrest because of his faithfulness to the gospel. Paul faced trouble after trouble. New troubles seemed to come his way with every passing day. But praise God, every passing day, Christ, his Savior, was giving him the necessary strength to meet his need. Just as the manna fell upon the children of Israel as they wandered in the wilderness, so that there was sufficient food for each day, not more than was needed so as to be stockpiled, but sufficient certainly for each day so that there was no lack. Just as that was the case with the manna, so Christ's strength is promised to his people, that as they look to him day by day, there is sufficient strength to be gathered from him, sufficient strength to be gained, not more than is needed so as to be stockpiled in the future, but enough for the day. And the point then is that you and I, we cannot just rest on the blessings of past days and take Christ's strength for granted. We're not to rest upon a one-time profession of faith. We're not to rest upon a prayer from a year gone by. You cannot afford to rely upon yesterday's provision. Yesterday's provision is good. We praise the Lord for it. But it was for yesterday. You need fresh strength today. Today, child of God, you are to be drawing strength presently from the Lord. You are to do it by continuing to abide in Christ, by gazing upon him as your Redeemer, by meeting with him in the Scriptures and in prayer. As you abide with him, you will be strong. As you walk with him, you will be strong. As you look to Christ, you will be strong. But stand at a distance, and you will be as weak as other men are weak. The strengthening of past days will be insufficient. And therefore, friend, lean today upon Christ your Savior. Lean upon him today, and you will find that you can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you. So then we find together that the source of strength for a weak man is Christ himself. We've seen that the means of drawing strength from him is to be in union with him, And we've observed that this drawing of strength is to be a continual thing, day by day. But finally, that leads us to consider the result of this strengthening. If you know Christ to be the source of strength, if you're in Christ and drawing strength from Him, if you're looking to Him day by day and continually gaining strength from Christ to meet your need, what will be the result? Well, the apostle says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Or to turn it around, being strengthened by Christ, I can do all things. Therefore, the result of this strengthening is that the apostle is sufficiently equipped to do these all things. Now, first of all, notice the scope of that result. The result of Christ strengthening his people, it is not that his people are equipped to do some things. It is that they are equipped to do all things. No matter what difficulty comes at the child of God, no matter what trouble crosses his path, no matter what enemy faces him, he is equipped. Christ has made him strong for all things. There is no lack in Christ's provision. Suppose someone was trying to break their friend out of prison. Now, I know nothing about the prison system and what it's like inside a prison, thankfully. I know nothing about it. But suppose someone is trying to break their friend out of prison and they manage to slip them a bunch of keys to the prison through the bars. And the prisoner waits and takes his waits for the appropriate opportunity. And suppose the guards aren't about for whatever reason. And he takes the first key and he puts it in the cell door. And he gets out through the door. It opens. And he runs to the end of the corridor and he takes the next key and he puts it in the door. And it opens and he's through. And he goes through the prison, door after door, opening each one with the next key on his key ring. He gets to the outer door of the prison. He puts the last key in and he opens the lock and he's out and he's into the courtyard. And there he goes to the edge of the courtyard and he comes to one final gate and a padlock upon it. But he has no key. Well, you could say that the bunch of keys got him a certain distance. But really, do you not have to say that that bunch of keys did him no good? It got him a certain distance, but he was missing the last key. It wasn't enough. It didn't do him any good, and it didn't do him any good because it wasn't a full provision. Can I say that that is never the case with Christ? Now, Christ isn't dealing with breaking someone out of prison, certainly. Christ is dealing with better things. Christ is dealing with the strengthening of his people, but his provision is full. There is nothing lacking. There is nothing missing in his provision. Through the strength that he gives, the Christian can do all things. Not most. All. Therefore, rejoice, child of God. There are resources in your Savior to meet your need. Do you feel your weakness today? Christ's strength is enough. Does the enemy terrify you today? Christ's strength is enough. Does the obstacle seem just too high? Christ's strength is enough. It is a full provision. The scope of it. But finally, under this last point, notice the substance of this result. Because it's well and good talking about all things. I'm talking about this great scope. The Christian can do all things. But what are these particular things in Paul's mind? Whatever they are, these things, Paul can do all of them, and the Christian can do all of them. But what are these things? Because Paul is not talking here about putting on his cape and flying by the power of Christ. He's not talking about shooting laser beams from his eyes by the power of Christ. He's not saying that he can do all sorts of things by the power of Christ as if he's suddenly omnipotent and is all powerful. No, there are certain things in his mind. It doesn't take away from the scope. He can do all of them, but there are certain things. Well, these things are connected with what he's just said in verse 12. He's talked there in verse 12 about the various things that he has faced in the service of Christ. He says there, I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And there Paul is listing all of the various circumstances that face him as he serves the Lord. He's listing there times when he was abounding and blessed. He was mentioning times there where he was abased, he was hungry, he was suffering need. And so he's mentioning all his circumstances, and can we suggest there that when he says, I can do all things, he's saying, in part, I can endure any trial. He's mentioned the suffering of hunger and need. He's mentioned being abased because of Christ's sake and the gospel's sake. And he's saying, I can endure any of these trials through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Paul had many troubles. He endured the threat of death. He endured poverty. He endured the scorn of men. And yet he found consistently, time after time, that he was able to endure any trial by drawing strength from his Savior. Child of God, you will have trials in this life. Troubles will most certainly come your way. But abide in Christ, and you will find that you are able to endure any trial through him which strengtheneth you. His strength is enough. We could also say that included in those all things is the strength to subdue any sin. Paul has spoken here about the different circumstances that he faced, and each one of those circumstances would have brought him different temptations. At times when things were going well for Paul, when he was full, he had all the food that he needed, he was abounding, he was well provided for, there was no lack. In those times, the temptation would perhaps come to his mind, Paul, take your ease. Just rest a moment or two. Enjoy these good things. There's no point moving on just yet. Just take your rest. Enjoy these things. And he could have been tempted to lose out with the Lord, and he could have been tempted to put his focus on to possessions and all sorts of other things rather than Christ. He would have been tempted that way. Then there were the times when he was suffering need, when he was hungry, when he was abased, and the temptation could have come to him. Paul, look what the gospel has brought you. Look at the state you're in. Would you not just forget about it? Leave off this missionary work. Forget about it. Go home to the place where it's comfortable and rest there. Temptation would have come in. Whatever the circumstance, temptations would have come his way. Each circumstance brought fresh temptations for sin. And yet when Paul says here, I can do all things, he is also saying, I suggest to you, I can subdue any sin through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Child of God, I wonder, are you battling sin today? You ought to be. You ought to be. Well, there is strength for you in the fight. There is strength for the fight. Christ is willing to supply it. I know that we are not going to be sinlessly perfect this side of eternity, but that does not mean that we wave the white flag and we retreat in the battle. That does not mean that we sit back and allow sin in our lives without any worry. No, in the strength of Christ, the Christian ought to see and can see progressive victory over sin. The Christian can take ground in the battle. You can take ground in the battle, child of God. You can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you. And also, can I suggest that these varying circumstances that Paul has listed, they are all being faced in the line of duty. He is facing these circumstances, these all things that he's talking about, because he is serving the Lord. Where the Lord calls him to go, Paul goes. whatever circumstance he faces, whatever difficulty comes his way, whatever trial is before him, he is going into them all because he is faithfully serving Christ. Therefore, I suggest to you that when Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, he is saying, I can fulfill any duty through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can fulfill any duty. Christ makes me strong for them all. He equips me for any duty that he sets before me. I can do all things. Here's a promise for you, child of God. The Lord has called you to be his servant. The Lord has appointed you a position to stand in the fight. He has given you particular duties. Your duties might be different from mine, but they're your duties and you have to do them. Some of them might be easier duties, but some of them might be hard duties. Some of them might be things that terrify you. Some might be things that you just feel to be beyond your ability. And you say to yourself, how can I possibly fulfill that duty? Well, does this portion not remove every excuse for a lack of service? Today the Lord is burdening you with a work to be done, whether it's a work in this congregation or whether it's a work in your home place, perhaps a family member to be reached with the gospel, perhaps a neighbor or a friend. And you say to yourself, I'm so weak, I cannot do this duty. Well, friend, with the greatest respect, your excuse is not valid. Your excuse is not valid. I tried that excuse before the Lord called me into Bible college and the ministry. The excuse isn't valid. Christ has just ruled it out right here. Because if it's the case that the child of God can do all things through Christ, if it's the case that he strengthens his people sufficiently, well, then none of us is too weak for the task that he sets before us. Christ gives strength, friends. And therefore, you who are saved, you can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you. As a result of the strengthening which Christ gives, the weak man, the weak woman, the weak child, boy or girl, is made strong. Strong to live well for Christ, no matter what circumstances come their way. We are a weak people. We are in a dangerous world. We are a people who desperately need strength. But friend, look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Abide in the Savior of sinners. Draw strength daily from his gracious supply. And your testimony to the glory of God shall be, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. May God bless his word to our hearts today. Amen.